It is our honor to invite to address the believers on this night as we continue to be in solidarity with the Palestinian brothers and sisters, Sayyid Muhammad Hashimi, who is going to be speaking about resistance, a big step towards the reappearance. We invite Ustad with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين وبائث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي الهاشمي القريشي العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأراضين بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد الله ثم الصلاة والسلام على آله آل الله واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أعداء الله إلى قيام يوم الله قال الله تعالى في محكم كتابه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن لو استقاموا على الطريقة لأسقيناهم ماء غدق السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Respected brothers and sisters. First of all, I've got to apologize to you because the last time I was supposed to be here and give a lecture with this subject, I couldn't make it because I was so sick in that time. But alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this tawfiq again to be with you brothers and sisters in another SOQ session here. Tonight we're going to talk about this subject, the martyrdom of Haj Qasim and Abu Mahdi Radwanullahi alayhima, a big step towards the reappearance of Imam al-Hujjah. You know, for many of us, it was so difficult, you know. It's been difficult for us for 4 years after losing Haj Qasim and his companions like Shaheed Abu Mahdi, rahmatullahi alayhi majma'in. And there was a very big question here. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this valuable, great, precious people from us? While we see the oppressed people are still under oppression, and they have many problems. There is a verse in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not reach that virtuous position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you sacrifice and give away what you truly and deeply love. It is correct for individual, and it is also correct for an for the nation. You've got to sacrifice. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is much bigger than we think of. We love some people, we revere some people, but we don't know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a bigger plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants every single one of us to elevate, to evolve, to reach higher levels. But it doesn't happen without the sacrifice. So, you see in our supplications, our ad'iyah, and some of our narrations that we talk about the al-faraj ba'd al-karb. Allahumma in yas'aluka al-faraj ba'd al-karb. الفرج, the relief, بعد الكرب, after the distress. This is the method of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He wants to give people higher levels. First of all, it's karb, and then gives you the faraj, the relief. So in this world, you've got to go through the trials and turbulences. You've got to feel the pain. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you the relief and the salvation. Look at the story of the Ibrahim and Ismail alayhima wa ala nabiyyina as-salatu was-salam. We read in Quran that Ibrahim salawatullahi alayhi asks Allah, Ya Allah, Rabbi, habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, I want a salih descendant, a salih boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fabasharnahu bighulamin halim. It has another story that you know about those two angels came to Ibrahim and Sarah and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings to Ibrahim that yes, we will give you the ghulamul halim. And then falamma balagha ma'ahu as-sa'y qala ya bunayya. When Ismail got mature, reached his maturity, got older, قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك. Ibrahim, after all those problems and difficulties, you know, he was an old man when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him these two sons, Ismail and Ishaq. In that time, and after maybe 14 or 15 years, he came to Ismail and said, قَالَ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. I'm seeing in my dream that I'm sacrificing you. I'm killing you. I'm beheading you. And you know, this is the definition of the dhibh. The sacrifice is bitter. I'm sacrificing you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What do you say, Ya Ismail? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the best, you know, descendant, best son possible, and then asks Ibrahim to sacrifice him. Al-Faraj بعد الكرب. So the karb comes before the faraj. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالِ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Oh my father, do whatever you've been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will see me a person with patience, inshaAllah. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. This is the key word here, أَسْلَمَا. And then they entirely submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the reality of Islam. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. And Ibrahim put the face of Ismail on the soil of the ground. In that time, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. We called upon Ibrahim that yes, you did it rightly. You don't need to sacrifice Ismail. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. So, if Ibrahim wants to reach the highest levels, and Allama Tabatabai, as I said maybe before, when he is interpreting and explaining that verse of 124 of Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints Ibrahim as imam, inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama. This is the verse. Yes. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim with some trials, some tests. Allama Tabatabai says, we understand from Quran that this major test was the test of what? Sacrificing Ismail. And if you do so, قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Some say this was the test. So after the trial, after the karb, after the difficulty, comes the ease, the relief. So if you want to reach the level of relief, level of al-faraj, and the biggest faraj in the history of mankind is the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi. Salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. First of all, you've got to pass these tests. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. So, the Islamic nation, the nation of Ahlul Bayt, if you want to reach the level of birr, you've got to sacrifice what you truly love. Haj Qasim and Abu Mahdi. And this was their dream. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants to, you know, put the pieces of this puzzle together, He always does this very beautifully. By martyrdom of these great people, they reach what they wanted to reach, their dreams. And in the same time, it's another test for us. And it's a preparation for our society to go higher and higher. This is why always the Shahada, the martyrdom, was some blessing for us. We didn't need to weep upon the Shahada. Yes, we weep for Haj Qasim and we cry for Abu Mahdi, not for them. We do this for ourselves. But for them, they are in the best place in the existence, inshallah. So we got to understand this. And when you look at the situation of our brothers and sisters today in Gaza, maybe more than 30,000 people martyred, because maybe more than 10,000 people now are buried under the destructed buildings. And no one could, you know, recover their bodies. The official toll, yes, is more than 22,000 people. But maybe more than 10,000 are still unknown. So this is the crime of Israel. And it's heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, mind-blowing. But deep down, we know that this is the al-faraj ba'd al-karb, inshaAllah ta'ala. If we remain steadfast, you know, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need us. We have to understand this. Allah does not need us. He is as-samad. He doesn't need anyone. We need Him. So, if for a moment you think that you are self-sufficient, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتَكُمْ, we recite in Quran. In that battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to Muslimin, I think it's Uhud, maybe, I think, yes. And says that you've been thinking with yourselves that we are so many. Today we're going to be victorious. But it didn't happen. Why? Because you depended on yourself. The moment you get distracted, the moment you get disappointed, the moment you abandon the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the moment that shows that you are not competent enough to be the companion of the era of relief and faraj. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us every day. This is what happened to the companions of Rasulullah in every battle. This is what happened to the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen on three different battles. This is what happened to the companions of Imam al-Hassan. This is what happened in Karbala. This is the true meaning of bala, the fitna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test us. And if we remain steadfast, if we truly believe that we have no help, we've got no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the moment of victory. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ هُو مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. This is the secret of being supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is so important. Remaining steadfast, like Hajj Qasim himself. He was in many battles. On many occasions, he was left alone and surrounded by the enemies in the Iran-Iraq war, in Syria's war, in Iraq. All those places, people say that we had some difficult moments when Hajj Qasim was with us. But we understand from his speeches, his will, his words, that this person, he was like, and every moment, every minute, every day, he was always mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is his prize, to be killed by the most brutal and satanic human beings in the history of the mankind. This is the prize. Because sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qurratu ayun in the heavens for the mu'mineen. This is the qurratu ayun in the heavens. But in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes wants to set some examples for us. Like what happened to Hajj Qasim, rahmatullahi alayh, and Abu Mahdi. So we have to be mindful of this, but it's not easy. You know, talking about the mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so easy, but practicing this is one of the most difficult things that one can do in his life. Because the daily life and the dunya tends to distract us. This is the quality of this dunya. إنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. This is the reality of this dunya, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran. So how can we remain mindful of Allah so we can get this social victory, this victory for the Islamic Ummah? The secret of this is again in the words of Imam Khomeini. He is the founder of this movement in our age. And he says what? In Farsi, he says, "Alam mahzar khudast." You've got to understand that you are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he nurtured his companions, his people, by this kind of conception. So, again, we have this opportunity, inshallah, because we are on the threshold of the holy month of Rajab. Tomorrow night will be the first night. And this glorious, blessed month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great for those people who want to remain mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the entire life. There is a narration, all of you, I think, had came across this riwayah of Rasulullah, narrated by Sayyid ibn Tawus in his book Al-Iqbal. I read this to inshallah we can together reflect on this beautiful hadith and inshallah act accordingly, inshallah. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله أنه قال, about the holy month of Rajab, إن الله تبارك وتعالى نصب في السماء السابعة ملكي يقال له الداعي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put an angel in the seventh heaven or sky, which is called the caller, الداعي, the angel who calls. This is his job, okay? فَإِذَا, and he's there. This angel is always there, but فَإِذَا دَخَلَ شَهْرُ رَجَبٍ ينادي ذلك الملك كل ليلة منه إلى الصباح. And when the month of Rajab enters, that Malak, Ad-Da'i, calls every night of the holy month of Rajab until the dawn. إلى الصباح طوبى للذاكرين. It is so beautiful, this narration. Blessed are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طُوبَى لِلطَّاعِعِينَ, blessed are those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, this angel says, وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ, he narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's calling to us and talking to us and says, Allah says, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ جَالَسَنِي. Look at the words of this narration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا جَلِيسَ مَنْ جَالَسَنِي. I sit with the person who sits with me in this month. The next one is really mind-blowing. وَمُطِيعُ مَنْ أَطَاءَنِي. I don't know how to translate this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا مُطِيعُ مَنْ أَطَاءَنِي. I am obedient to the one who obeys me in this month. This is the level of the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمُطِيعُ مَنْ أَطَاءَنِي وَغَافِرُ مَنْ إِسْتَغْفَرَنِي. And I forgive everyone who asks for forgiveness in this month. أَشَّهْرُ شَهْرِي, this month is my month. الشهر شهري والعبد عبدي, this servant is my servant. والرحمة رحمتي, the blessing is my blessing. فمن دعاني في هذا الشهر أجبته ومن سألني أعطيته. And whoever calls me in this month, I will answer him. And whoever asks me anything, I'll grant him and I will give him. وَمَنْ إِسْتَهْدَانِ هَدَيْتُهُ, and whoever asks for the guidance in this month, I'll guide them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And this, you know, this is more important than the latter ones. وَجَعَلْتُ هَذَا الشَّهْرَ حَبْلًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عِبَادِي, and I put this month, means the month of Rajab, a rope between me and my servants. فَمَنْ اَعْتَصَمَ بِهِ وَصَلَ إِلَيْهِ. Beautiful. And whoever holds onto this rope, they will reach to me. وَصَلَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here doesn't say that وَصَلَ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, وَصَلَ إِلَى النِّعْمَةِ, وَصَلَ إِلَى الثَّمْلَى. وَصَلَ إِلَيَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever holds onto the rope of the holy month of Rajab, he will reach to me. And this is the highest level. There is nothing more reaching to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the meaning of that verse of Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِي. So if you want to reach the purpose of the creation, you've got to be mindful in the holy month of Rajab. A very important month for, you know, our spiritual scholars like Ayatollah Qazi, Allama Tabatabai, Imam Khomeini. And it will begin, inshallah, the next night. Are we prepared for that? Because unless you get prepared, you will not be sure that you will pass the exams and the tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It requires so much iman. And it's not easy. The significant thing about our shuhada is that they really were the examples of the verses of Quran and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt. Look at the life of Hajj Ghassan. Look at the life of Abu Mahdi. Look at the life of this great lions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They tried so hard to be mindful of Allah because they realized that nothing is worthier than the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they gave their blood because they wanted to show that they care about nothing, even about their life, in comparison to the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, brothers and sisters, inshallah, we've got to get ready for this three important months. The month of Rajab, month of Sha'ban, month of Ramadan. Maybe for some people, after this 3 month, everything is done. And they can reach the success after this month, this 3 month. So inshallah, we have to take it very seriously. And I think maybe I've noted this before in this session, that this book of Mirza Jawad Maliki Tabrizi, rahmatullahi alayh, is very useful and effective to enter the holy month of Rajab. There is a chapter in this book, it is called Muraqibatu Shahri Rajab, the observations for the holy month of Rajab. Inshallah, you can read it. There is an Arabic version, which is the main version, a Farsi translation, I think, an English translation, as I know, maybe the Urdu translation. It's very good, inshallah. Do this. And especially the first chapter, you know, of the month of Rajab, there are two chapters. First is Muraqabat, and the second is Amal. Muraqabat maybe is more important than Amal, because if you want to do anything, you've got to be mindful of the value of that action. Okay. Al-Muraqabat. We have lost these two great commanders, Hajj Ghassan and Abu Mahdi, and their companions. But as you know, and as you witnessed in Iran, in Iraq, the funeral procession of these two great people was unbelievable, unheard of, unprecedented, except for the funeral of Imam Khomeini. Millions of people, they had no goal but to reach to the body, holy body of Hajj Ghassan. We glorified him. We respected him. And with glory and respect, we buried him. But it was unlike of his master. Because Haj Qasim, he was always, you know, caring about his master, Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, and his shrine and his tomb. And you know, he was ready to sacrifice his life to make sure that the shrine of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein remains safe. It happened for Haj Qasim, but for Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, there were no one to pay the respect and to glorify the holy body of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. This is the Laylatul Jum'ah, and inshallah we're going to do a tawassul to Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, maybe because of his value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah inshallah gives us the permission to enter the holy month of Rajab with his best servants, inshallah ar-Rahman. Sallallahu alayka ya mazlum ya atisham ya yad assalamu alayka ya قتيل العبرات السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا حسين And those people came to the mutilated bodies of the martyrs of Karbala. This is said that the women came to their men of that tribe and said, "Why are you sitting here and the son of Rasulullah's body is left on the desert of Karbala?" They came to the bodies and they tried so hard to distinguish these bodies from each other. They started to bury the bodies of companions and the family of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. But they couldn't find the holy body of Abi Abdullah until they heard of a man saying, "Mahalayad, wait, I know the body of my father. It is said that Imam Sajjad miraculously could came to Karbala and said, I am the son of Hussein. Came to the bodies of the martyrs until he witnessed the mutilated bloody body of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. He couldn't see the body of his father after his father came say the farewell to him in his tent. Then he said, "Oh, my father, where is your hand? Where are your fingers, my father?" He wanted to bury the holy body of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, but didn't find any kafan.
Mawlai. And he remembered the final moments of his father when he went to the front lines and he looked around. There were no Abbas, no Muslim, no Habib. This was the moment Abi Abdullah shouted, Ya Muslim ibn Awsaja, Ya Habib ibn Madahir, Ya Abtal al-Safa, Ya Fursan al-Aija, Mali, Unadikum fala tujibu. This is the first time I call you and you do not answer, Ya Mawlai.
Inshallah, together we say salam to Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, like, inshallah, we are in Karbala and before the holy shrine of Abi Abdullah. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwaakh allati khallat bifnaak. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا أضحك الله سن الدهر وآل أحمد مظلومون قد قهروا. إلهي بعظمتك ووهدانيتك وبدم الحسين عليه السلام يا الله 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 يا الله. اللهم ارزقنا زيارة الحسين, اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة الحسين, اللهم احفظ وأيد وانصر قائدنا, اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين, اللهم احفظنا من شر عدائك, اللهم احفظ واحفظ جميع المسلمين في أقصى العالم. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من خير عوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات.